Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Sean, obviously, being the fanboy that he is, making the case for the New York Yankees. Me, being the honest, objective IBO that I am.
That's not true.
Making the case for the team that I happen to root for, the New York
Mets. The AL East is over!
That is true. Look, one aspect of this that we haven't discussed, and it's not worth discussing, is that if the question is who has a better chance to go to the World Series, the answer is the Yankees, mm-hmm. because they play in a minor league.
Oh, stop. It's not a minor league.
It kind of is.
Well, I mean, you guys have struggled against the AL East, so, I mean, I don't know what you're saying, minor league.
They struggled against the Red Sox and the Yankees on some random three-game series.
Right. Collectively, I think the AL, in total, even though the Detroit Tigers, also in the AL, have the best record in all of baseball, right there with the New York Mets. But still, I hear what you're saying. Overall, the AL is weaker than the NL, but it's not the minor leagues for sure. But you're right. You have the Dodgers you have to contend with. You have the Phillies you still have to contend with. The one thing that neither one of you, I don't know if this is intentional or not, probably intentional on Sean's part, probably an oversight on Evan's part, is nobody talked about the managers. Nobody talked about the acumen of
that's
the guy.
That's because Sean doesn't want to talk about the matter.
Well, you mean, you know, no. I wonder if Nestor's okay. Let me get Tim Hill up instead. You know what? I'm going to go with Nestor. That'll work. So.
Stick to football, Barber.
What do you mean, Booney? I was going to defeat you, but now I'm not.
Shut up, Tubby.
Here's the thing with the managerial decision as it comes to debating these two. As a IBO, the only true IBO in this discussion right now, I do feel like I trust Carlos Mendoza's instincts more than I trust Aaron Boone's analytics.
You're an idiot.
What? I mean, come on, Boney. I'm not maligning you. I mean, you went to the World Series last year. I'm just telling you. Sometimes I get a little confused about what the direction is. Whereas with the Mets, it's kind of like, I trust my guy. I believe in my guy. And as one of those guys, if you're Lindor or Soto, whoever it may be, your manager's saying, I trust you, and it's not some calculator telling me when to take you out of a game, you kind of perform a little bit better.
So before you say anything, Sean, here's what I find so interesting, and we do this in all walks of life. We feel like it's okay to rip somebody over and over again until someone else does it, and then you take it personal. Like, as an American, we're very critical of our own political leaders, but if we're hanging out overseas, we're probably, like, defensive. Like,
right. Shut up, Macron.
That's right. Come on. We're American, damn it. It's like you picking on your brother. My son Jed is here, and he tortures his baby brother Spence.
That's not nice.
But if someone else tried to pick on Spence, Jet would be the first one to say, take your hands off.
That's what I'm talking about, bro.
Yeah, that's what, like, you protect your brother. So Sean Morash and many Yankee fans, all of them pretty much except for Chris Big Mac McMonagle, criticize Aaron Boone on a daily basis. But because it's now a part of a Met versus Yankee discussion,
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Discussion. I have a feeling the tone around Boone is going to be different because now it's almost like they have to defend him. So Sean spent days arguing with Chris Big Mac McMonagle, our wonderful overnight host, about Aaron Boone. And now that Aaron Boone has been put under the microscope in the who's better Mets versus Yankees debate, watch the approach Sean Moraz takes. Sean, go ahead.
There are levels to criticism. Okay. And you're right, Tiki. I did not mention Aaron Boone for a specific reason. Here's the truth. I like Aaron Boone as the Yankee manager. I don't think he's a bad manager like others. I don't kiss his ass like Chris McMonagle. But when you are good and you see problems, it's okay to think somebody's good and pick apart certain criticisms. Nobody's perfect. So my criticisms of Aaron Boone come from that. What I did not want to happen and ruin the opening argument was, while I had all these other great points that I know fact checker Dan, who's in Evan's pocket, can't get to, I didn't want to mention Aaron Boone so that he pops up. Oh, remember what Sean said on Monday about Aaron
Marash,
Boone?
You're an idiot.
Exactly. So I'm doing two arguments here. I'm arguing to beat Evan, but I'm also playing a little defense and avoiding Evan's henchmen digging up old tweets as they make arguments.
I'm going to surprise you about something. The man you referred to, a guy by the name of Dan, he's a loyal listener to this show. He listens to the Rico. He's a diehard Met fan and always supplies information we forgot about. He has already gotten involved in this discussion.
Already?
Except he ain't on my side.
Oh,
he's one of those self-loathing Met fans at times. So he actually sent me more things Sean should say against me in the Met-Yankee argument.
He's sabotaging the argument.
Well, there are some Met fans, you know, Frank the Tank is clearly the most famous for it, who, they love the Mets. I don't question Frank's love or Dan's love. Like, we all love our teams, but our approach on how we talk about it is very, very different. And some are just more negative than others. Like, Sean is the kind of fan, and you're going to hear it today, and you've heard it by listening to him, who will self-loathe and rip the Yankees, but as soon as it becomes an argument on Mets-Yankees, he becomes a criminal attorney. Like, it's just different.
But
it's almost like, not always. Like, when you rip the Jets the last couple of years, I usually joined in and said, yes, I agree, but screw Aaron Rodgers. Like, I'm going to call like I see it, no matter who's doing the other side of the ripping. But you, and I love you, bro, you're a defense attorney. And you've been very defensive on trying to defend your case that the Yankees are better than the Mets, even though you know deep down they're not. You know they're not.
I can't believe the brain pretzel you're trying to put everybody in. We've already seen them on the same field, and you had to walk out of there twice with me with your tail between your legs.
But do you honestly think head-to-head, like last year, the Mets beat the Yankees four times?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you really think that proved that the Mets were better than the Yankees last year?
No, it means nothing. The Yankees got to the World Series. The Mets came a step short.
It may not have proven it, but it certainly added to the argument when you guys wanted to have it that, you know, you lost to the Dodgers and we lost to the Dodgers and you beat us four at a time. That was a tough one where I couldn't punch back and argue that.
I honestly do not buy the head-to-head debate because I think in baseball it's about when you play a team. I really think that's what it's about. And just because you lose a series against a team, whether it's a bad team or a good team, doesn't prove the other team is superior.
Right.
I mean, it just doesn't.
And the Yankees got the Mets before Juan Soto was Juan Soto again.
That's true.
So, Evan, I guess after all this, I would say, if the World Series was in 2 weeks and we got Yankees-Mets, what's your confidence level?
Mets in five.
Wow.
I'll give you a game.
Save that.
Yeah, I'll give you a game.
Okay.
Let's get to your calls, 888-808-1019, and then we'll get Tiki's overall opinion because he is still kind of listening to all the information as it comes in on this beautiful Friday. Let's go to Greg in Westchester. Hey, Greg.
Hey, listening to Morash is like, it's exactly why Met fans hate Yankee fans. I mean, he talks like a politician, fake news. That thing he said about the fielding, there's no proof behind that, by the way. They have the same fielding percentage and a difference of two errors all year. It's clear he doesn't watch any Met games because he wouldn't be knocking
Greg,
Alonzo.
Greg,
yes, the throws
Greg,
it off.
Greg, who has more errors?
Sean.
Who has more errors? Who has more errors? Answer.
32-30, Sean.
That wasn't the question. Who has more?
All right, is that significant? That's your question.
No, you're not answering the question. Who has more errors?
You touted Austin Wells and his .224 average. The bottom of the Yankee lineup is abysmal, as well as their bench, which has guys like Reyes, Escara, Oswaldo, whatever. I mean, please, there's no comparison. And as far as the pitchers go, between Warren and Yarbrough, you're going to put them in the same category as Canning and Clay Holmes and Peterson, not even close. And then you get to the manager. It's not even close. Obviously, you don't watch the Mets, and obviously, you won't even admit that the Mets were better than the Yankees, not only this year, but last year, too. When we not only do we beat them four straight, but we play the Dodgers tougher and better. So that's all I have to say.
Mm. Kiss my fat ass!
He beat you pretty good there, Sean.
Did he? Mm. He avoided the answer. The Mets have more errors. And again, I ask, Mets and Yankees both took trips out to L.A. How many losses did each come home with?
Stop with that.
It matters.
The first part, I mean, both of your arguments are actually foolish. Defense, I hate to say this, because we could sit here and I could pull up defensive metrics for you. I don't think they actually tell the story. I think you got to watch a team every single day.
Sure. Yes.
And if we're talking about nine positions on the field, we're talking about everything. Like, at shortstop, I know Francisco Lindor got off to a tough start defensively.
Right.
And Anthony Volpe made that great play last night on Salvador Perez. Honestly, he can only make that play against Salvador Perez. You need a sundial to time his time from zero to first
Volpe,
base.
Yeah.
But Francisco Lindor is a platinum glove defensive shortstop.
Okay, how about I do this then?
Go ahead.
Since Yarbrough were disqualifying his last start against the Boston Red Sox.
We are not. You are.
Well, I am as the judge here.
Okay.
I will disqualify those early errors on Francisco Lindor because, you know what? Francisco Lindor is a gold glove despite never winning a gold glove, and I will wipe those two clear.
I appreciate that.
I will balance those.
The problem with Ryan Yarbrough is, and this is like the benefit of the doubt the Mets are earning with the pitching lab. Ryan Yarbrough is a 33-year-old journeyman left-hander who for the last few years has been a reliever.
Hold on, how old is Clay Holmes?
That's completely different. Clay Holmes wasn't a journeyman reliever. He was one of the top closers in baseball.
Of course.
And you're going to compare
he's the same age, isn't he?
I think he's like a year younger, but that's not even the point. You're going to compare Ryan Yarbrough's 4 ERA in six starts and his kind of turn into what Clay Holmes has done with the Mets and say, oh, yeah, that's the same?
He had a sub-3 ERA in five starts.
Yeah, it was inflated by the last
start. Right, but before that, he was a failed starting pitcher who was bouncing around the league. Clay Holmes was an elite closer.
We
didn't lose his closer's job till September. Like, are you honestly going to compare Ryan Yarbrough to Clay Holmes?
I don't care about their history. I care about what they're doing right now.
Okay,
that's what we're talking about, isn't it?
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.